యూనిటీ రేడియో 254.
Como estas, good people? How are you doing, bana? Mina wasalamia from, you know, Espanol. Welcome back to Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and the show is The Hot Spot. And bana, we will be... Hey, I missed you guys, bana. It may quite 1 week, but bana, I feel like it has been a whole month. Because, a lot of things, bana, happening out here. At always enjoy Bimeisha to 1 week, juicy. How are you doing? I would like to know where you're catching, where you're listening in from. Because, topics, conversations, all everything, and everything, you know, what you wanna hear is all gossip, nini, you know where to catch them at, and you know you catch them here at The Hot Spot. Today I'll be doing the show once again alone, but no worries. The vibes, they keep on coming, the conversations, they keep on getting more and more crazier as the days go by. Speaking of conversations, bana, here at Masai Mara University, today we shall be having a greatness, bana. We're talking about the Masai Mara University's Freshers Night. Are you ready for that? If you're a comrade here at Masai Mara University, I would like to hear your view about this. Timmy T-Dot will be laying down the heat for all of us here today, and I would like for you to head out there to the hashtag The Hot Spot or Unity Radio 254. Niambie bana, what do you feel? Do you think that this is a, how do you feel about Timmy T-Dot? Because, we all know that the vibes will be flowing na stakwaz na flow. How am I wrong? We all know the vibes will be flowing, bana. Leon, let's see if we are kuji nice. But before we get into the dope conversations, let's also get into some dope music. JP Cooper, Stefflon Don, Banks and Ranks. You guys are the reason as to why I am here today. Na nawaambianga, kama hamjui, mmejua.
All these feelings came out of the blue. I found love, I'm lost in your perfume. It takes me over. Oh, won't you come close up? Your head on my shoulder. Can't keep my composure. Not gonna lie. Sugar, don't you know that you're the reason why I get up in the morning. It's the sugar in your love and you're the reason why I'm addicted to you, darling. We ain't even sleeping, we be up all night, making love until the morning. Sugar, don't you know that you're the reason why, the reason why, the reason why.
Fear none at all. See the love when me give you, make no man come a war. You have my body, just a rave like a car. You know, say me ready for the jet. Anytime you step, ready for the thing fi connect. Land the big thing pon the set. Grab up me neck, ball me and ball me and ball.
Oh, won't you come closer?
Closer.
Your head on my shoulder.
Tonight.
Can't keep my composure. Not gonna lie. Sugar, don't you know that you're the reason why? Why I get up in the morning? It's the sugar in your love and you're the reason why I'm addicted to you, darling. We ain't even sleeping, we be up all night, making love until the morning. Sugar, don't you know that you're the reason why? The reason why?
The reason why?
Sugar, don't you know that you're the reason why I wake up in the morning? It's the sugar in your love and you're the reason why I'm addicted to you, darling.
We ain't even sleeping, we be up all night, making love until the morning. Sugar, don't you know that you're the reason why? The reason why? The reason why?
Yes, that was JP Cooper, Stefflon Don, Banks and Ranks. the reason why. Playing here on Unity Radio 254, the show is the hot spot. And boom, we are back, my people. We are back. And before we went for the break, I told you guys something is going to be something is definitely happening here in Masai Mara University tonight, and it's the freshers' night. And I'm telling you, the third edition shall be featuring the artist well known as Timmy T. Dot Vibes. MC Nelly, Mr. Vibes will also be in the house, and we shall be having a special appearance from Davido K.E. Official. Where are you supposed to find yourself? Olekan Ray Complex inside Masai Mara University. So you guys, bana, funky. Funky leo bana, leo ni ile siku ya funky bana, leo ni ile siku ya kujibamba. And you would realize bana, I asked you, how do you feel about this? Because it's mekwa kitu enye watu wamekwa kiulizia for quite some time, and majibu wa zijakwa zikipatikana, but saizi mepatikana, what do you feel? Away from the freshers night, if I was to give you people my phone, or... kama ningekupatia simu yangu sai, yani umesikia tu ati Kansai ameamua tu leo wacha anipe simu. What would you snoop on first? Let's get a bit curious, guys. What would you snoop on first? Is it my pics? Is it the chats? Is it the search history? Is it the WhatsApp, hidden pics, or the call history? Personally, wewe unakaa hapo chini unajiambia, by the way, mimi Kansai, mimi wa Jero, if my boyfriend, if you were to give me my phone, Oga, I go do you, hey, 5 minutes, Oga, I go do you things. What could you have checked first, And you remember you have only 5 minutes. Would it be the pics? Would it be the chats? The search history, the WhatsApp, hidden pictures or call history? Personally, for me, bana, if you were to give me, okay, let me check. Okay. Kwanza tutoe search history. Okay, where? But nowadays people are toxic. Kule umetendea search history, my friend. Ogopa huyo jama. Ogopa kabisa, by the way. Ogopa. Because, hey, anyway. I want to see you guys. Tell me. Head on there to the hashtag, the hotspot or at Unity Radio 254. Or you can also go at the, you can also send your insights at the hashtag Unity Scoop or Kansai and Shazi. All of those hashtags are open for you. We want to know where personally sai umepewa chance. Nimekupatia tu chance. Umechukua simu yangu. You've got 5 minutes only. Ni wapi ungekimbia kuangalia kwanza? Na by the, I want to hear. I know you guys and how toxic you can get. So that's why I'm asking you this question, because I know how toxic you could get if you were given 5 minutes with my phone. What would you check? What would you check? I want to see you guys vote. End up like a hashtag Unity Radio 254 or at the hot spot. Hapo nataka sasa tuingie. Tuangushe hizo majibu kama vitu zonya. We don't know what's happening, guys. But tuangushe hizo majibu hapo. When I come back, we'll be engaging more of this. But right about now, here is Savara. The song is called Show You Off. Do the things, bana. Remember the hashtag is the hotspot.
This is Hendrick Sam.
Hello, hello. Pendana, okay. Anani enzi na muenzi alivyo umbika mashala katoto kanyota yani star kanaleta mwangaza staki kupoteza makita uwachani ringi ya dunia. Halo halo, nimekuja na tangazo, muoneni kwa macho ameifunga milango ya roho yangu mama gala wana show you all. Show you up, show you up, show you up. Now I finish kumalo. La 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 la. Mapenzi yameja kwa hewa, zimatana upunguze esi. Ni nani aliyekukera? Anaishi wapi nitumie jeshi? Leapa sitapenda tena. Lakini kilomita kino chako kina nitana itika mayo wangu senyorita kati yetu kuna 0 centimeter hakuna kilomita kino chako kina nitana itika mayo wangu senyorita halo halo nimekuja na tangaze muone ni kwa macho ameifunga milango ya roho yangu mama gala wanna show you up.
Yes, Show You Off by Savara, playing here on Unity Radio 254. The show is The Hotspot. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. And in a blow banner, the Kenya Bureau of Standards notified all second-hand car importers that all vehicles registered in 2017 will not be allowed into the country after December 31st, 2024. In a notice, you know, KEBS advised importers that all vehicles registered in 2017 or earlier must arrive in the country before the deadline to avoid penalties at the point of entry. And my friends, the move, according to KEBS, also affects returning residents, diplomatic staff, and the general public. So imagine, kawe ndio ule msemo mwenye ulikuwa umenunua gari. This is the time bana kuingiza into Kenya. Because guess what? People, early vehicles registered in 2017 or earlier, arriving after December 31st, will be deemed not compliant with the KS 1515. Then 2000 and shall be rejected at the importer's expense. The development comes as the state seeks to support local car assembly as more manufacturers set up bases in the country. This is a nice initiative, but also it's a nice initiative, by the way. It's not bad. And at the same time, it's also bad for those people who, by now, ushai kutana na wale wanasemanga by them, you cannot buy a car in Kenya. Guys, sasa sahi mmelazimisho, you just have to buy a car in Kenya, you have no choice, you've got no choice, my friends, you've got no choice. But speaking of you've got no choice, you have a choice if someone gives you their phone and you're given 5 minutes to check that phone. Ni wapi ungekimbia kwanza? Ni wapi, jameni? Ni wapi ungekimbia kwanza? Is it the pics, the chats, the search history, the WhatsApp? Ni wapi? I want to know, where would you have... Yani miguzako zinga kukimbiza wapi first of all? Sai tu ati umepewa tu nini? Simu ya mtu. Then you're given 5 minutes. Ni wapi ungekimbia faster? You check your things, then come back. Where could you have... Ni wapi ungekimbia? I want to hear you right now. I want to hear you. I want to see you guys heading there to the hashtags, bana. Namfanya vile mnafanyanga hizo mambo. I want to see, because personally... Nimewaambia yule mtu mwangesema search history toxic. Huyo ni jama toxic. Eh? Ukisikia tu huyo unajua tu bana, kimeumana. Now guys, recently the president Dr. William Samoei Ruto commented on how Tanzania has overtaken Kenya in, you know, goods and services that they trade in East Africa. And I mean, Kenya was leading in terms of goods and services, and now Tanzania is taking over. And some breaking news that just have arrived. The President of the Republic of Kenya, His Excellency Dr. William Samoei Ruto, has officially, he has officially been appointed as the new East African Community Chairperson, stepping up to the boots that were left by none other than the South Sudan President. And I'm telling you, this is also something great, by the way. Kenya bana, as of sai, imeanza kuona mbele. Ama mnaona kama bado hiyo si mbele? Eh? Bado si hiyo mbele. But on this story, something that really caught my eye is that in November 2024, Citizen reported that Tanzania, surpassed Kenya as Uganda's largest source of imports in Africa. You can imagine that. Huh? You can imagine that. Imagine. Unaona kama hiyo ni kitu poa ama unaona aje? By the way, I just want to know. Juu uku inje bana, the Bank of Uganda noted that landlocked countries imported 4.17 billion and worth of products from COMESA and the rest of Africa in the year that ended in June 2024, with Tanzania accounting for nearly half of this total. I mean, a lot of things, but if I tell you a lot of things are happening out here, including how Vitu, hey, and how Kenyans reacted to Ruto's statement. Hey, and I quote, there's one Kennedy who says this is so shameless and it's all because of him. We have Chisabari. What kind of reasoning is this? Our economy is in tatters and he wants to commend Tanzania instead of resigning. People, those were some of the reactions that were, you know, thrown out by the Kenyans. And I'm telling you, it is something that, by the way, we cannot say that it's something good or bad, but we just have to commend. We live in this country, Bana, and every day we wake up to new things being made, new bills being proposed, Guys, when we come back from the break, harvesting body parts, including for deceased relatives. I want you to tell me, unafilaje ukisikia hii conversation? It was a conversation that was placed in parliament, but it is yet to be approved. I want to hear, wewe unaona hiyo conversation kama ni kitu itashika ama unaona kama itaangusha our country as a whole? Harvesting body parts. When I come back, people, hiyo ndo conversation tunaanza kuongelea na imeshika kushika kabisa, guys. I want you to hit us up, find us at our socials, The Hotspot, at Unity Radio 254. When we come back, hiyo ndo story tunaongelea, and start sending your views.
Electricity, vibes on a frequency, till infinity, steady on a different beat. Life is not that deep, it's all about the energy, mentality. Ooh, now you make it my body. Nobody go sign. Shake it. I know everything I do is nobody else concerned. Sure you go come online. And I see darkness all around me, but I know I'm the light. But I know I'm the light.
On a frequency, till infinity, steady on a different beat.
Love is very sweet, but first you must get the moolah.
Na poverty, now you make it my worry.
Nobody go sign, and you know everything I do is nobody else concerned.
She go come on, she
go come on.
Shake it, baby, shake it,
shake it.
I feel your vibration. Fine girl on motion. Beautiful temptation. Bad girl on rotation. Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Shake it, baby, shake it,
shake it.
On tonight. Electricity. Vibes on a frequency, yeah. Cause I believe.
And yes, that is Fields and Diamond. Forgive me. And Davido's Electricity, playing here on Unity Radio 254. And the electricity banner in terms of matters conversation. Non-electricity meanza kushika mbaya mbovu. You guys are amuniangushangi when it comes to, you know, pulling up your sleeves and saying that tumeamua, tukiamua kuenda, tunaenda na wewe, tutaenda na wewe, na tutaenda na wewe. Now, people, the bill that suggests the donation of body parts says in the absence oh my god, I'm telling you, this bill, Bana, I was just looking at this bill and I was asking myself, if it were to come to light, unaona kama ingekuwa kitu yenye inasaidia Kenya? Personally, if this bill were to be passed, what are your views? Unaona kama umekufa? Yes, hata kama unajua your body parts, Bana, umekufa. So, yeah, umekufa, unafaa tu kufe. Inafaa tu ukikufa, you rest in peace. No one should cut you off or anything. But sasa, someone takes the bill to parliament and is like, ujama amekufa, sindio? Then hiyo roho yake iende to waste. Then hiyo roho yake iende to waste, sindio? Hiyo roho isifanyiwe vitu zenye hazifai kufanyiwa. Wacha, tukate tukate hiyo mwili, tuchukue hiyo roho, tuweke kwa mtu mwenye roho yake high pump. Uno, guy, you personally, my friend, I was like, no, who does that? Hata kama ni kitu yenye mnataka ipitishwe, who does that? And I was asking myself this question, and I never got the real scoop out of it, vile nilikuwa natarajia kupata the scoop out of it, but I can say something did happen. I came to my senses na nikaona, we, okay, hata nikikata, si bill itapitishwa, ama itapitishwa. Ama nyi mnaona aje, would you? And now, let me ask this question. Would you donate a body part to save somebody else's life? That's the that's the question, by the way, that we should be asking. Because this bill is being pushed by MPs in parliament, and it did not come as a surprise to me, but I knew, because squeezy my speculations about this ilikuwa inatembea social media, and I was like, okay, maybe umepata ajali sahi, then you're like, you know, you can't, maybe accidentally, you know, you can't donate, you can't say you're going to donate after you have maybe died or anything, but you have to do it before, currently, sindio? Then, uko in that position, then someone is like, umepata ajali, unaona maybe you are going to die. Would you donate that body part that you see, since juo unaenda? Huh? Would you donate it to help somebody else? I want to hear your comments, I want to see you guys getting involved in this conversation, because it is a conversation that has stirred up a lot of emotions, and I'm going to be reading some of the comments that were removed in another platform, and I'm like, this, I was among the people who removed I gave out my opinion, and I'm like, guys, we all know that, okay, before we go, let me read some of them, because personally, okay, yes, if it means someone else's life is at stake, I think I would donate. There's a girl, that is Samara, and someone else says, please ask them how they will tackle a potential rise in human parts trafficking. People, we need to also consider that if this bill is to be passed, trust me, si mtu watoto watakuwa na uwawa, takuna patikana hapo, unasikia maybe kuna family member wa mtu, maybe hana kidney yake imeanza kufail, you're walking on the streets, wanakuja tu, they just hijack you, they go put you somewhere else, do their wanakukatakata tu kienyeji style, wanakushona kienyeji style, they return you back to the streets. This is something that needs to be looked at with a lot and a lot of key consideration. Someone else says, basically it would be cheaper in our economy to pay thugs to kill for our organs. And I basically, sasa unaona where I'm coming from, that is the point of view where I want you people to view it. Personally, would you donate a body part to help somebody else? I want to know. Would you donate a body part to help somebody else? And it's a conversation that imekuwa ikistart up a lot of emotions. And I'm like, people, this is something like, if it were to be, ebu sahi we imagine yo bili mepitishwa. It has, yes, its advantages and its disadvantages. And we need to put it on a scale where we view both. Personally, unaona aje. Unaona aje. When we come back, I'll be reading more of your comments and more of the crazy dope comments. Toko tunaongelea tu mambo ya body parts peke yake. Right about now, he's Preston Pablo. Move like that. You walk in and you stop in the room. Got your eyes on me, so dangerous. It feels like we're more than strangers, yeah. Now I ain't trying to be rude. I really like the things that you do. When your eyes on me, I'm anxious. You got me thinking, why do you move like that? When you put it next to me, how do you move like that? Your body affecting me. Ooh, what I gotta do to get you closer? Ooh, little way you move, just like that, just like that, just like that, 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 that.
Affecting me. Ooh, what I gotta do to get
Preston Pablo, Move Like That, playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and welcome back to The Hotspot. And the hashtag is The Hotspot as always. And before we get back into the conversation, today's Premier League matches, Chelsea versus Aston Villa will be going head-to-head, West Ham versus Arsenal will be colliding, Brenton versus Leicester City will come head-to-head as always. And again, by the way, okay, I'm yet to see how that match will end. Crystal Palace versus Newcastle will also be going head to head today. And the conversation before we started about the bill was, if you phone, if say simu yako, umepewa simu ya mtu, and you have been given 5 minutes, what would you check first? His pics, his or her pics, the chats, the search history, the WhatsApp, the hidden pics, or the call history? I want to hear. Ni nini ungekimbilia kwanza? Kierere yako inge kudraw wapi? He? Hata si kierere basi. Ungekimbia wanguke wapi? Do personally. Wacha niwambie mini. Mimi. Mimi. Wewe. Mimi wewe wewe. There's a guy here who is called Simon Masharia. Anasema, I am in third year. Personally, mi unipe simu yako 5 minutes, bro. Na mi nakujua tabia yako. Let's say niko na beshte kama kolo. Mi naangalia search history. Manze huyo kijana ameoza. Nimewambia watu wa search history, they are toxic. There's a girl here called Anita. Anita, you're saying you're in second year. And alichangia akisema, mi personally, mi kwanza singeguza pics. Pics ata yezi nisaidia kitu. But chats, wacha nikuambia niende kwa chats, alafu niende kwa call history. Kwanza nione vile umenisave. My friend, upato umesave waka bombshell, ama umesave waka makelele. You guys are really bringing out the most when it comes to this, your feedbacks. Now, as we were discussing earlier, the bill for, you know, Human Tissue and Organ Transplantation Bill 2024, introduced by MP Mark Muridhi, who is the Member of Parliament of Embakasi West. And the bill seeks to regulate the transplantation of human organs and tissues, aiming to save lives through increased organs availability, while also, you know, tackling the illegal trade in body parts. The legislation will permit individuals to decide if their organs, you know, could be harvested ama after death, or if not, allow close relatives to give consent, thereby potentially increasing the supply of organs for those in dire medical need. But we also know that it comes with it, with its detractors. You know? It comes with its detractors. And I was reading this somewhere. And critics argue that Kenya has already become a hub for human body parts trafficking, potentially to recent high-profile cases like the Shakahola cult. And imagine, that Shakahola cult, up to now, we are still in dilemma of how the case went and how everything is going on, where organ harvesting is suspected to have encountered among other atrocities. Moreover, the so-called also Isili killer incidents and the alarming rate of femicides in the country. But if you hear about this, you know that you might even think that they may be linked to a black market for organs. And the critics fear that the new law, instead of curbing illegal activities, might inadvertently facilitate them by possibly providing a legal cover for illicit organ harvesting under the goose of regulated medical procedures. And I'm like, I asked you a question. Would you donate your body parts? Huh? Sai, maybe let's say you are umepata ajali, and before you die, or maybe you have been told that you are in very critical condition and that maybe you are going to die, would you donate that body part to save someone else's life? Would you? I want to know if you would. Sawa, would you? Someone else says, my folks might disagree, but on my deathbed, yes, I would want to save a life. On your deathbed. Basically, someone else is saying, basically, it would be cheaper in our economy to pay thugs to kill for us. I read that earlier. Someone else here said, maybe for study purposes, I would. To hell. Someone else is saying, to hell with the law. Wataanza kuua watu. I want to hear you guys personally. If you are placed in a position where you are to bid for your body part, would you donate that body part to help somebody else? Would you? I want to hear your feedback. Keep them coming, because guess what? I'll also keep reading them. In conversation, tunasaidiana. Tunasaidiana kutatua. Tuone, where is the government heading? Ni wapi wanataka tuende? Why is this bill being pushed so hard? I want to know. If you would do it, send your feedback. If you would not do it, also, you can always, you know, recite for your feedback. When we come back, though, we'll be talking matters, also the new currency. No, zenye zimekuwa zikitembea huko online, ama...
You say you ain't shit, but you love that shit. Your friends send me pics, that's when you got pissed. But if she ain't a 10, I ain't touching it. I know why you bitchin', I'm a dog with it. You know all my coops got no roof, roof. You do it with no hands, call your Bluetooth. Me and you is gang, you my thug missus. The thing you got on, got them all singing. Hey, you girl in a tight top skirt. Way that you move made my heart start to hurt. Tight up shots, your speed up 10 more beats to my heart. Hey, you girl in the jeans, how you fit them jeans? Do you hear me calling? Do you hear me calling? Do you hear me calling? Who, baby, y'all know why?
Jason the Ruler, Robinson, and Rema playing here on Unity Radio 254. The song is Ayo Girl. My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and welcome back to the hotspot here on Unity Radio 254. Now, people, last week I reminded you about Sean Paul. Yes, who said Sean Paul? Kansai did. The iconic Jamaican dancehall star is making a highly anticipated return to Kenya after 2 decades. 2 decades, guys. 2 decades, na amesema bana wata nikuje niwaoneshe Kenya vile nafanyanga, headlining a concert titled Who Said Sean Paul. The event is set for Sunday tomorrow, December 1st, at the Picture Seek Waterfront 2 Garden at the Ngong Racecourse in Nairobi. It will feature an impressive lineup of international and local talent, ensuring a night filled with diverse sounds and rhythms. Alongside Sean Paul, Bana fans can look forward to performances from renowned Kenyan artists such as Red Sun, Motif de Don, and famous DJs like DJ Grouchy and DJ Mo Spice. MCs Bana, DNG, and BV Accurate, who will be promising an engaging atmosphere from start to finish. Tickets are available on Ticket Sasa. Regular go at 3,000 bob, VIP go at 7,500 bob, and the Golden Circle, they go at 25,000 bob. Golden Circle package for 6, you can get it at 120,000 bob. Ticket Sasa is where you need to be, and and after ticket yako bana. If you will be able to make it to the concert, make it show up and show out in explicit outfits bana to make that place be lit and let it be lit. Now, ever thought of about receiving and sending money through X? you know, through your ex profiles, you know, and everything. Well, guess what? The man behind it all is Elon Musk. And he has officially confirmed that X payments is coming. And soon users can send and receive money directly through their X profile. I mean, how crazy is this? How dope is this? Have you asked yourself how dope is this? How dope is this? Imagine that you are chatting with someone maybe from where? Maybe from China, you know? No, let me say the country I love. You're chatting with someone from Mexico. Mexico, the great Mexico. And then you're chatting, maybe you have not even met, but you guys have created this bond online. And it's like, you are my friend, I'm your friend. We do this, we do that. We do this, tunaingiana, sawa, life in a songa. Nini, nini, kwani iko nini, nitumie pesa, anakutumia. Then you guys start chatting, pesa imetumwa, nini imefanyika. And then he sends you money through your ex profile. How about that? How about that? What do you think about that? Do you think it's fine? Do you think it's not fine? That's where you head on to the hashtags. The hotspot. Or at Unity Scoop. Or at Unity Radio 254. Umepewa simu for 5 minutes. 5 minutes only. 5 minutes. Sijasema nimeongeza. 5 minutes. Nini utaagaria? Utaagaria nini wewe Jerry? Jerry. Wamaito. Utaagaria nini? Ninini utaagaria? Is it the pics, the chats, the search history, the WhatsApp, hidden pics, call history? Kuna mtu hapa anaitwa Bernard. You've just said you are in for the year, you're graduating this year. Personally, amesema, and I quote, I think this is a nice statement that you people are putting out there, but personally, wacha nikwambie, mimi hata siwezi patiana simu yangu. So, siwezi changia, but if ningekuwa at a position kupeana, personally, singetaka waangalie search history and my chats. Ninini mnaficha kwa yo search history? Ninini mnaficha kwa yo search history? Someone else here anajita Ian the Boss. Ian the Boss anasema mi personally call history. No nijuyo, nijuyo ngombe aminisave. Ajo najua nimeza kwa nimesave yu vile nimemuita. Hashtag ngombe. And yes, by the time you can pay asima, I would want to know umenisave aje. Even if it's not my business, bana, umenisave aje. Ni aje umenisave. Usiku umenisave kama ngombe ya mtu ama nini. Usiku umenisave kama ngombe ya mtu. Utaku umenisave aje. Iyo ni kitu ya kwanza personal, nikichukua simu. Nikichukua simu, that will be the first thing I wanna check. Uwezi nisave ngombe alafu nitaka tuendele kuishi. Tunaishi aje? Tunaishi aje? Tunaishi aje hivo? I would like to know. Keep the conversations coming because the hashtags are open as of sai. They are open, bana. Ama, when ule mtu mwenye... Okay, someone here is saying... Ngoja, anaitwa Kinabi. Kinabi, anasema mimi... Oh, Kinabi. Mimi personally singe peana simu. Juu sasa, mimi... the same way misi hizi staka kupewa simu, no the same way misi staka kusama after mtu mingine. Wewe, wacha uongo. Wacha uongo. Tunakemea uongo hii mwaka. Tunamaliza hii mwaka tukikemea uongo. Someone else anajiita Opio. Opio. Eish, Opio. Opio anasema mind your business. Hey! Opio ameingia na statements zingine ngumu. Guys, when we come back, the conversations are still up there. And when we come back, bana, I think all of us have had an encounter with the new currency notes pale social media. Umeziona vile zinaka. We personally unaona zinaka aje. Unaona zinaka aje. Zina kubamba ama zikubambi. When we come back, you know, conversation tutakuwa tuna discuss. Right about now, here is Darasa. Mind your business. Opio, special dedication.
Salama Krishna Sifi, fish and a color fish, life of the sea. You gotta look for the key, nothing is free. Tijarija kaka, kima pace, Mr. T. Nipotea sins, amitaya ndani ndani. Kombo Samaria, wema, nipate the money. Anti, anti, samahani.
Amini
mgeni kwa nauliza njie, nenda kanisani. Nuna kutana na Shabani na mjua. Msalimia Shebi, hame uchubu Shebi, anasua sua, au I'm not sure. Kumbe huku wanakuenda kama Pastor Joshua. Kiangalia bodi ya gari ngangari. Kumbe jitu kubo mwini jumba kirakshari. Unambiwa kuna kupari bagongonge mjumari. Na kuna habari kama watu wanaponda mari. Mind your business, misi na noma na we. Mind your business, as long as you don't get in my way. Mind your business, missing that number now, we Mind your business, as long as you don't get in my way. Eyes on prize, eyes on prize. Ladies and gentlemen, sasa tuko wazi. Eyes on prize, eyes on prize. Tajiri kapagawa bei tumemwaga rasi. Ongelesha upuzi, mashauzi, makuzi, makuzi. Kelele nyingi, fujo miluzi. Wana that is not good news. Kesho zipo dalili kina kuja kimbunga. Fungi watoto ndani kwa nyumba. Wana sayansi maji ya mesidi unga. Kula kula tu ujinga, utakunya pumba. You wanna avoid problems, very simple. Mind your business. Hey, what you want, trouble? You people. Mind your business. Mind your business. Missing that number now, we. Mind your business. As long as you don't get in my way. Mind your business. Missing that number now, we. Mind your business. As long as you don't get in my
eyes
way.
Eyes on price, hey. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a triple wise. Eyes on price, eyes on price. Tajiri kapagawa bei tumemwaga rasi.
Mind your business.
It is Darasa, mind your business, playing here on Unity Radio 254, but mbaka saina julizanga, mara lijita Darasa by the way. Anyway, none of my business, nimekosa ku hit the anthem. Anyway guys, welcome back to Unity Radio 254, my name is Kansai Emmanuel, the show is The Hot Spot. And about certificate bana, huh? About certificate does not guarantee Kenyan citizenship. It will be what tunafunzwa. About certificate does not guarantee Kenyan citizenship. What does? Your national identification card. The principal secretary of immigration and citizen services, Julius Bitok, clarified the distinction between birth certificate, between birth registration and citizenship in Kenya. He also stated that being born in the country and processing a birth certificate does not automatically make one a Kenyan citizen. Oh my God. Yes, national ID is what entitles one to nationality in Kenya. He further pointed out that the legal and logistical challenges that may arise as this population ages, and these populations need refugees. Eh? He also said that some of them who arrive, 30 years and above, and you know, most of them who arrived maybe 30 years ago now are adults but hold refugee IDs rather than Kenyan national IDs. That is now where the challenge comes from. And in Kenya, what the law says about citizenship. In Kenya, the acquisition of citizenship is governed by the Constitution of Kenya and the Kenya Citizenship and Immigration Act, CAP 170. The citizenship can be acquired in several ways, primarily through birth, registration, and marriage. And we have very many types of citizenship. We don't have very many ways. I am sorry. Mwalimu wangu wa history, nimekosea. I am sorry. But it is important to note that all birth certificates issued in Kenya bear the caveat. We all know the caveat, right? We all know. Natune yonanga. But remember, nimeshawa tupia uhondo. Holding the birth certificate of Kenya does not necessarily guarantee that you are a Kenyan citizen. And by the way, if you are a refugee out there maybe and you've got, you know, you've got this nini, you've got the refugee ID, head out to any Huduma Center here in Kenya and, you know, work on getting your ID. Some of the reactions people said is that the application process takes long, but trust me, I would rather it takes long than you fail, than you miss an opportunity to become a citizen of Kenya. Skia, at love for your country. The hashtag, guys, is the hotspot at Unity Radio 254, or you can also catch the dope conversations trending on the hashtag Unity Scoop. You are given my phone for 5 minutes. What would you peep in first? My pics, my chat, search history, WhatsApp, hidden pics, call history. Usiwachwe nyuma, I am almost closing that poll and I will be reading to you what most people have said. I want you to hit me up. What will you check first? Umeanguka tu kwa hatu, by mistake umeanguka tu hatu wendu umeangalia. Nini utanguka nayo? Eh? Utanguka na?
Sema kazi tonight juze tuzime nice
mwana
sema
La la la, ako kapeni ka area, na kakitaka mui chapa, na kula kiapo ndai hapa, aje, si don ponit nikirusha mami stare, yungo wene nguwa mwili hatare, waine mkot nishikishe male, tuende maeneo chuma ilale
nane. Yani bad boy kijana waingo, napenda njugu na mukombero, kingo masel napenda matingo, kifo cha mende ama wakido.
Maji mipatana na waya ya stima Hata ya sina, nepiga kijonsina When I'm done, you can't see me Ah, vuta kaya, harufu mbaya Nia manjege na manduku lumbaya Unaishi wapi ya haya Notoka wapi ulaya
Nyashi ya kesof, kama matiles Na ipapase na nitoa stress Kama mzinga ni jaka bless Na majira ni wata witness Ia ni bad boy kijana wa ingo Napenda njugu na mukombero Kingo masel napenda matingo Kipo cha mende ama wagido Kufa deleva makanga Leo ni kipo cha mende Sema Leo tunakunja kitanda Udonjo kutunda na yeye
Yani, yani, the song is Mwana. Kifo cha mende, ama Mwana. Playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is, it was featuring Mwana. Okay, featuring Mwana. Playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. And welcome back, where you get all the trending topics. Kila kitu wenye unajua, Kila kitu wenye unaelewa bana. Now, people, I was so, so happy when I heard this news. You know, I was so happy. I was so, so happy. Claire Juma. For those who have heard about her story, Bana, you know how this lady has struggled, Bana. She has struggled, She has struggled. Now, the National Assembly Speaker Moses Wetangula praised Claire Juma, a former security guard who recently graduated with a degree in education from Kibabi University for her remarkable journey of resilience and determination. Do you know, iyo ikwange raisi, Bana? Do you know just... Having someone who is willing to go back to school after even atakama with bearing all the challenges that she had and she's graduating out there. Then kuna mtu pahali mzazi yeye ndio ule mwenye anaongeanga na mabishi zake yako like so unajua mimi bana nikirudi hiyo mata madhesa yake niuliza nimesoma nini nasikianga sometimes nimwambia aliuza ngombe apeleke kitu kingine yenye inaanza na n g then apostrophe shule and here is Claire Juma taking to the world. Speaking during her visit to the office on Tuesday, Speaker Wetangula described Claire's story as a testament to power of vision and hard work. You know? And he also said it reminds us all that no human is limited and that with hard work and focus, anyone can achieve their dreams. And you know, we just like that, Claire has secured a job as a secondary school teacher. Courtesy of the speaker, the TSC also agreed to absorb her on a permanent basis. Unadhani kupata TSC na kuanga raisi. Ask other teachers out here, wametama kiao yote mbaka sahibado awajai pata TSC. But here goes Claire, because of her hard work and belief And she also knew that she was going to get it. Alisema tu, wow, sinajua, I'm going to get it. I believe I'm going to get it. Now she has gotten it. She's pursuing her dreams. Yeah, and she was accompanied by Member of Parliament, John Chikati. She received a lot of accolades for defying the odds to achieve her dreams. This is just to say out there, you can also defy many odds, and you can also be the center stage to, well, unaweza kuwa pia someone who people can look at and say, wow, kumbe pia minaweza. If this lady ameweza, kwani mimi ni nani nisiweze? Trust me, everything is possible out there. Niwewe tu uamue useme, I am heading, I've decided I'm changing my course. And once I'm changing my course, and by my course I do not mean what you're doing, maybe bachelor's, I mean I am turning on to a new leaf. If Claire Juma was able to do it, wewe ni nani usifanye? Wewe ni nani? Wewe ni nani? Wewe ni nani? Personally, who do you think you are? You can also defy the odds and head out there and, you know, experience the most and the most and the most and the most. Guys, here at Masai Mara University, as I told you earlier on, we are going to be having the Freshers Night, and Timmy Tidat will be landing in Masai Mara University, and he's going to be headlisted with other people, big, big names. Davido KE Official, he will be making his special appearance. I don't know why Wanamwita Davido KE is special, but what I know is that he will be making his appearance here in Kenya. In Kenya, here in Masai Mara University. So you don't want to miss that. It shall be an event that you will not want to miss. And I'm telling you, it shall be great. It shall be great. May you can see great things are going to be happening here tonight. And it's free, by the way. It's free. It is free. Where kazi yako ni ku show up and show out in your beautiful outfit. Come enjoy. It'll be starting to this evening till dawn. Bakache. Sawe kazi yako tu ni ku show up, uenjoy, ujibambe na mavibes. Ukisha jibamba na mavibes, unarudi kwako. Then we call it a day. Ama, sit nafatu eat a day. We just call it a day like that. Na itakwe meisha hivyo, and imagine it shall be the crowd. It shall all be late. I would personally not advise you to miss. Show up, bana. Tokea tarehe bana, usikange tu kwa nyumba. Unakaa kwa nyumba, sio ukifanya? Unakaa ukifanya? Unakaa kwa nyumba sahi ukifanya? When we come back, guys, we have more dope conversations before tufunge. Right about now, here's Camila Cabello or Slay. The song is Closer.
Go loco.
Closer by Oxlade and Camila Cabello, playing here on Unity Radio 254. Now, guys, apart from only WhatsApp slowly turning into Facebook, but I don't know, aliamuaje huyo jamaa. Kenyan currencies are also making headlines out here, bana. I have seen if you are very keen online ka umetembea, you have seen the new currencies that maybe the new proposed currencies. I cannot say proposed. I'm not sure yet. But umeona vile zinaka. Have you seen how those currencies look like, majama? Have you seen how the currency looks like? And I'm not saying it looks bad. But it also does not look it's not it's of its best. It's not also of its best, but unaona vile nafambo lata ku describe. Just as let me tell you the truth, bana. Hey, Kenya tutaoneshwa mambo. You see, before I judge those new currencies or the images of those currencies, I was watching a movie on social media. Actually on Netflix. And I did see niliona somewhere ticket, and it does not look far off, but it also resembles something from, I also saw Nigerian currency. And kidogo tu, karibu niseme, yetu wametuwekea wanataka tushindane na ya Nigeria. Makina Oga, they want us to shindana na kina Oga. If you have seen it, you know how you have seen the 50 shilling currency, the 200, the 500, the 100, and you see how it looks. Now, on the 500, we see a zebra. On the 100, we see a lion. On the 200, athletes. And on the 50 note, we see our Kenyan heritage. The heritage where we see a mountain. And you know, what is your, personally, where your currency ukiangalia juu, nime, kuna mtu hapa, there's someone I was chatting with, and I'm going to be reading our chat. Alikuwa anasema, wewe kwani unadhani hiyo ticket, unaona hiyo, kwanza nilimtumia akaniambia ni ticket ama, utakuwa unapata ticket, then inakuandikia, maybe kwa ulipa 100, kwa ulipa 50, kwa ulipa 100, 500, then I'm like, eish, the toxicity that is in Kenya, the toxicity, huh? Atuogopi, tunasemanga tu squeezy. Because, bana, who does that? Nani anasemaga ati currency yao inakaa ticket. But, atukatai. Personally, mimi niliangalia hata mimi, I think the first thought that came into my mind, I'm like, where? Kenya. Me personally, I am okay with the current 1,000 note vile inakaa. I am okay. Hii inakaa plain paper, bana. Ata kama ikai plain paper, but kuna tu venye inakaa, bana. It's so simple. Na ukiangalia sayo wa 500 bob. By the way, if you look at our current 500 bob, trust me, hatutataka hata ibadilishwe. Hii currency, bana, inakaa fiti. Imeweza tu, yani ukia... kuna tu kauzito inaleta ikikuwa nayo. Ama ni mimi peke yangu naona hivi, guys. Because, I was looking into this currency and I was... Okay. The new alleged currency. Sawa. Mnataka kutumaliza. Mmeamua sasa ni kutumaliza. Anyway, people, as I told you, of late tumekuwa tukiona tu a lot of things happening. New things just been brought up. What is your take? Na sasa hii anastaki kujua. We ingia tu hapo kwa social media handles zetu. Hapo na tumeke your conversation. The conversation iko wild. On our WhatsApp. Iko wild, 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 wild. Personally, mi nimesha sema my take. I am comfortable with my 100 bob vile inaka. I am also comfortable with my 50 bob. I'm also comfortable with my 1,000 bob. I'm comfortable with my 500 bob. Vile tu iko hivyo, I am comfortable. Sitaki kuchenjua anything. Msijaribu kunibadilishia. Mkijaribu nyinyi. Mkijaribu kunibadilishia. Ndio mtajua. By then, ndio mtajua. Kwani? Because, but me guys, mi nisha sema. Me, I'm personally comfortable. I am comfortable with how the ticket looks. The ticket. How my old currency looks. Sitaki yo currency ingine kabisa. Sitaki. Nimekata. I reject. Once again, I will not stop reminding you about tomorrow. Sean Paul will be in Kenya. And the concert is entitled Who Said Sean. It shall be taking place at the Picture Sick. Waterfront 2 Gardens at the Ngong Racecourse. Red Sun Motif, The Dawn, DJs like DJ Grouchy and DJ Mo shall be headlining the event. DNG and BV Accurate shall be doing all the MCing. Regular tickets 3,000 bob, VIP tickets 7,000 bob, Golden Circle 25,000 bob, and Golden Circle package for 6 1020. Yep. Those are the tickets. Head on to tickets sasa, and if you are comfortable, kama unajua wewe ni ule umejiamini unaenda event, even your tickets zinauzwa. So head on there, get your tickets, go vibe. Let's converge at the Who Said Sean event. Wacha tuende tujibambe, because guys, no lie, rockabye, yep, oh, izo songs ka unazipenda, wewe unajua pale unafaa ufike. Right about now, let's get into the vibes that when we come back, guys, tutakuwa tunafunga. Tunakafunga in style, but sasa, here is Bayani's Tata. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. When we come back, more dope conversations tataka tutakuwa tunafunga. And yes, trust me, Bana, I'm just in love with this song from Kitambo. Who is not in love with Bayani's Tata? Playing here on Unity Radio 254. The show is the hotspot. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. And yes. We may discuss a lot of things, Bana. But there's one thing. Nataka tu kujua mimi. Personare. Wewe umepatiwa simu for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Maybe. Imagine 5 minutes umepewa tu simu. Out of nowhere, 5 minutes. Sawa. 5 minutes. Eh? 5 minutes. 5 minutes only. Then you've been asked. Utanini. Personally. Where would you see me call? Pick, chat, search history, WhatsApp, hidden pick, or the call history. You want to fall? I personally want to know, where do you fall? Where do you fall, my people? I can see major. Kwa polls, hata sioni kama mna vote sana. But kwa conversations on WhatsApp, my G's, bana, mnaongea kuongea. Eh? Ni kama mliamkia pilipili. Someone here, uni beshte yangu. Ah, bana mista ogopa kukusema bana. Bena anasema, personally, Kansai, mi unginipea chance na simu yako. I'm disclosing what you're saying about me. Personally, ukinipea simu yako. Trust me, Manu. Mi naingia kwa history, na naingia kwa call history. Juwe na jua, unani saving. By the way, Bena, kwanzia leo, nenda kusave jina ingine nye utaamini. Nenda kukusave jina ingine nye utaamini by the way. This is what you can say about me. This is what you can say about me. Unaniaibisha mbele ya watu. But anyway, guys, as always, mina semanga, it has always been a good ride with you here on Unity Radio 254. And bana, I want to hear, tunasemanga, feedback is always valued about the hotspot. What do you think is not being done on the show? And if it is, and what do you think we should do? Send your feedback, bana, pale kwa Unity Media 254. After, you know, listening to the show, bana, go back there, send your feedback. We want to know, ni nini unafikiria? Ni nini unataka ifanyike yenye unaona by there tumeamua? Umeona tu ni kama tumekufinyilia sana. We want to hear you and we want to tell you, bana, your voice matters. Your voice matters a lot because it will help us improve on a lot of things. Feedback is valued as always. And once again, my name is Kansai Emmanuel. The show has been the hot spot, but I will not leave you. Huh? I will not leave you without telling you this. If you're out there, bana, go for every opportunity that comes in front of you. Volunteer as much as you can. Do the most out there to ensure that you never miss out on any opportunity, because these few opportunities that maybe we deny ourselves are the ones that might be the door opener to your soul, to your situation, to the current situation that you are facing. You never know. Maybe you volunteering to go and work under the International Youth Fellowship or maybe the United Nations will one day bring you a very, very, bring you at a very nice stance. And guys, as I told you before we went for the break, the Masai Mara Freshers Night is going to be taking place here today, and you are invited, bana. If you are around, you can come witness Timmy T Dart as he is going to be performing, doing all the things, you know, entertainment. And this was a speculation many people wanted, and now that it is here, you don't want to miss it for anything. You don't want to miss it for anything. By the way, you have no reason to miss it. You just show up, show out as always. Mina semanga, just show up and show out in your style, in your drip, in bana kuja tuko umengara, because guess what? Davido KE official will be making his special appearance. MC Nelly will also be doing the thing, but tunajua ujama anashikanga, kushika, kushika, kushika. So show up and show out. It'll be a night full of vibes na asubuhi full of hangovers. Asubuhi full of hangovers. Hiyo ndo chenye nilisahau kuambia. Yep. If you decide to go, it will be asubuhi full of hangovers. But to see miss, full of vibes, bana. Una miss subject week full of vibes. Show up, show out, and make sure that you get all the best entertainment. Ujibambe, bana. Ujibambe, because no one is limiting you. No one is limiting you. And if for today, if the event today isn't enough, tomorrow there is an event. Who said Sean Paul? At the Pictures Sick Waterfront 2 Garden at the Ngong Racecourse in Nairobi. Red Sun, Motif de Dawn, and famous DJs DJ Grouchy and DJ Mo will be, you know, watakuwa na waroga na mangoma. And DNG and BV Accurate will be promising a very great start and finish. Yeah? It will be great. They'll be the MCs. Regular tickets go for 3,000 bob. VIP tickets go for 7,500 bob. Golden Circle for 25,000 bob. And the Golden Circle package for 6, it goes for 120 bob. Sean Paul is the guy that I'm talking about. Ticket Sasa, that's where you get your tickets at the prizes I just read for you. Anyway, guys, it has always been a blast being with you. A blast, man. It has always been a blast. And me, I like you guys by the way. I like you guys so much. You guys are the best. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. You are the best. You are the best, by the way. I love you guys. Thank you so much for always keeping me company from start to end. Shazzy once again will be coming back. Don't worry. Just let's be patient. She is on her way back anytime soon. Bana mtakuwa mnamsikia narudi. Najua naonanga tu hapo mkimuulizia. Don't worry. She'll be back, guys. Msijali. I've got you sorted out. You get what I'm saying, guys? We shall meet same time, same place next week on Saturday. Remember, the show is the hotspot and the hashtags are, as always, Unity Radio 254 or at the hotspot. Or you can also catch us now on the new hashtag, Unity Scoop. That's where you're landing you. That's where we're landing you all the dope conversations. And by the way, conversation bado zinaendelea about if you're given the phone for 5 minutes, ungeangalia nini? Conversations bado zinaendelea. So fika huko kwa hashtags. Usikose kufika. You trust me. Trust me, the conversations are dope and they are dope and they are dope and they are dope. I'm going to be leaving you with something from Chris Brown, Davido Lojay. The song is sensational. When we meet next week, week, man, I will be starting off with more sensational conversations. Right about now, au revoir. Au revoir, French, that means bye in French. Guys, tutaonana.
Sensational.